Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my tall ship in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Okay, that set began with Coton, formerly of Vancouver, now back in Edmonton. And then from Vancouver, it was Meaty Janitor, and that was followed by Garden Dog from Victoria. Then it was the slow burn from Aviator called Sweeper's Grin, that is show runner-up, and then it was show winner Pants from Baby Baby Explorers. Then it was two bands from Calgary. The first was Stucco, and then the second was Still Depths from their new album called Best Plan for Your Life, that was recorded in a basement in Burnaby. From there it was Pile with Poisons, and then Fake Palms from Toronto, and then The Drin, who are from Cincinnati. Then it was the loudest stuff of all, starting with Oozing Wound, and then Piss for Pumpkin, the Tar Holes with Wormholes, and then Pigs, 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 Pigs. Yes, I agree, Pigs, 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 Pigs is a very stupid band name, but I don't discriminate. There are also some pretty objectionable looking artists on tonight's show, but again, I don't care. After that was another killer track from Piss for Pumpkin, and then the set finished up with Quasi. I'm usually good at telegraphing things, but this episode was a week late. My hours got stretched out at work, and I've had an emergency bathroom reno to deal with. Expect another new music episode in a couple of weeks, featuring stuff from the CJSF playlist and my new favorite plaything, Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist. I have three more, and then up next at 8 is the art show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
old-fashioned kind of smile. Teeth like razors, fingers like spice. Looking for a ghost in the midst of life. Asking for a friend who's kind of shy. Can you be just something? Can you just let me be? Pretend it never happened, that it wasn't me. If it's a test, just let it pass by, like all the rest.
bird note. A large dark woodpecker clings to the side of a tree. Its face is almost clown-like, boldly patterned in black and cream with a red crown. And it's holding something in its bill. Eyeing the tree with care, the woodpecker wedges the object into a shallow hole. A closer look reveals thousands of these small pockets in the bark, most neatly set with acorns. We're watching an acorn woodpecker, a bird found in parts of the western U.S. And it chips out these little recesses to fit the acorns it'll harvest throughout the fall. A family of acorn woodpeckers may use this storage tree, or granary, for generations. Some of them hold as many as 50,000 acorns, which the woodpeckers rely on when insect prey and other foods are hard to come by. But if trees with thick bark are in short supply, utility poles, fence posts, or the sides of barns will serve the same purpose. So, does the acorn woodpecker just kick back and munch acorns all winter? Not a chance, because in the weeks after a fresh acorn is lodged in a hole, it dries and shrinks, meaning acorn woodpeckers spend much of the winter shuttling them from one hole to another, finding just the right fit. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
For